Hi there. Welcome to another episode in this series of audio support messages for the Sobriety Starter Kit. I'm glad you're here. I'm Casey McGuire Davidson. I'm a certified life coach, and I work with women who are reevaluating their relationship with alcohol and have decided that drinking isn't working in their lives anymore. You can find more about my work and additional support resources on my websites, both HelloSomedayCoaching.com and SobrietyStarterKit.com. But for now, let's get started. Thanks for listening. In this episode of the Sobriety Starter Kit support audios, I wanted to talk about the concept of self-care, and specifically the concept of taking better care of yourself. Now, if you've been going through life pushing yourself in every way to get everything done and satisfy your boss and your coworkers, your husband and your kids, to take care of the house and to volunteer at your kids' school and to make homemade lunches and to meet every obligation in front of you, self-care probably seems like a pipe dream, like something you can't possibly do. But I want to tell you that self-care, slowing down and taking care of your own needs, is absolutely critical if you want to get out of the unhealthy cycle of drinking and wanting to quit drinking and being determined to stop and then drinking again. So back in the days when I was drinking about a bottle of wine every single night and sometimes more, I used to feel anxious every single morning. If I didn't wake up at 3 a.m. with my mind racing about what I'd forgotten to write down the night before, or worried about how I was going to get everything done today, as soon as my alarm went off in the morning, my thoughts would kick into overdrive. Before I could contemplate anything else, I would start running down the list of things that had to be done and couldn't be forgotten, the timelines and the logistics and all the things that were riding on my shoulders. That started to change, both when I quit drinking and also when I started to prioritize my self-care. And the two really went hand in hand together. So I want to suggest a new morning ritual that takes under a minute and is something that is incredibly easy to do. I started doing it when I was in early sobriety, and I continue this practice through today. Now, when I wake up in the morning, the first question I ask myself is, how can I take care of myself today? And this simple question covers a lot of ground. First, it immediately kicks your mind into self-care as a primary goal. Second, it lets you do a quick scan, both of your body. You have to think about yourself and think about, how do I feel? Am I tired? Am I stiff? Do I need exercise? Do I need more sleep? And it kicks you into doing a scan of what you have on tap for the day ahead without sending your mind into overdrive. Because you're literally thinking, of all the many ways that I can take care of myself, what's one way that would feel especially good today? And if you start asking this question in the morning, it's planting the seed in your head that you are going to do one thing to take care of yourself today. You're prioritizing your self-care. So I know what you're thinking. You have the busiest schedule. You have so much to do and so many obligations, but you don't ignore those questions. You don't ignore that you have a million things to do, but rather you start thinking, with those things I have on today's agenda, what can I do to take care of myself? It also gets you in the habit of thinking about and naming how you're feeling and your emotions. And I'll talk about this further in a later episode, but this is so important in actually helping you figure out how to take care of yourself. For the longest time, I would immediately want to suppress or ignore or dispose of any emotion that wasn't happiness. That, or I'd immediately douse any emotion that wasn't something I wanted to feel with wine. And I'd actually douse any emotion at all with wine. So if I was happy, I'd have wine to make myself more happy. If I was sad, I'd have wine to make the sadness go away. If I was bored, I'd use wine to numb out. If I was anxious, I would use wine to stop my racing mind, at least for a while. But when I think about it now, that was a really lazy way to numb or enhance any emotion without even taking a single minute to figure out what I was actually feeling and what I needed or what I wanted. So when I start asking myself, how can I take care of myself today? I have to actually tap into what I'm feeling in order to get to what would help me. So I wake up in the morning, I think about my day, I think about self-care in context of the busy day. And I also tap into how am I feeling at that moment and what do I need in terms of self-care? Am I overwhelmed? Am I lonely? Am I missing some excitement in my life? Has it been way too long since I've seen some friends or had a heart-to-heart conversation? Do I need some sunshine or some hugs? Do I need to cuddle my cat or walk a dog with a friend? Do I need to read a good book? Or do I need help on this work project? Do I need to talk to my boss about this work project just to air out some of my questions and the direction I want to go in order to feel more reassured that I'm using my time wisely? Do I need to go to bed early? And by the way, when you're drinking a lot or when you're just about to stop, the answer typically is take a shower, take a bath, climb into bed, watch a show or read a book, and go to bed early. That's some of the best self-care you can do for yourself in early sobriety. And once you start asking these questions, you can tap into what you're feeling and figure out how to give yourself what you want and what you need. So I would like you to start this morning practice. Once you start asking this question, it will soon become second nature, and it feels wonderful. So next time you wake up, ask yourself, how can I take care of myself today? Think of something you can do for yourself and then go do that. Thanks for listening to this episode. And if you haven't already downloaded the Sober Girl's Guide to Quitting Drinking, on my website, sobrietystarterkit.com, you can find my 30 tips to get you through your first 30 days. And it is an online guide you can download, jam-packed with suggestions, advice, resources, and links to really support you wrapping your head around what to do during those first 30 days and to help guide you through that process. Thanks so much. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk again soon.